Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, everybody. You know who it is. Coach Mike Jones on the coach with the most. Coming at you hard from coast to coast. I don't want to boast, but now I got to roast you in my social media posts. You double dose, undiagnosed. You feeling tired, life inspired, now you're a ghost. I'll be your host, so won't you raise a toast to the coach with the most, Coach Mike Jones.
Welcome to another edition of the Coach Mike Jones Show podcast. Thanks, everybody, for joining us and for all your feedback and input. Really appreciate it. Yeah, right now we got Capital One Bowl Mania going. Right now, Deion Sanders is coaching the Jackson State against North Carolina Central. Jackson State's up 27-26. And then Louisville just beat Cincinnati. So I won that game, and I got Jackson State on this game. And then getting ready to play is Oregon State is getting ready to play also. And then also we've had an exciting World Cup so far. In the finals is Argentina versus France. France is trying to repeat, be the first person to repeat. It's been a long time since any team has repeated. I'm going for France on this one, though. And then earlier today in the third place for the World Cup, Croatia beat Morocco. I was sort of going for Morocco and Croatia, but that didn't happen. So instead, I'm going for Mbappe and France. Also in the Northwest here, the Portland Trail Blazers are down in Texas to play the Houston Rockets today. And then the Seahawks got beat 21-13 by the San Francisco 49ers in Seattle on Thursday. It's a heartbreaking game for us. Our defense, we couldn't run the ball. We can't stop the rush. And, it was pretty heartbreaking. We've got three games left, but one of them is against Kansas City in Kansas City. That looks pretty bleak. And then we also play the Jets and the Rams at home. So we're hoping we can get at least two out of three of those so we can go 9-8 on the season and have a winning season. And I'm waiting right now for Sign Guy, my co-host, to join us, and also Tom Van Zandt, the guest we're supposed to have today. He agreed to come on, but just like a lot of people since the last time we heard from him, he hasn't responded. So God only knows if he's going to call in today. I sure hope so. Be nice to talk to him. Him and his brother wrestle over there in the Midwest. And Sign Guy's got a long history with him. So I'm hoping Sign Guy can get on here soon because I'm sure he's got the wrestling report. And then also another thing, Mariners had a pretty good offseason so far. We've got Hernandez from Toronto and Colton Wong from Milwaukee. So that's looking good. But we have lost some significant people. We lost Adam Frazier, Haniger, a few other significant losses. But we hope they can turn it around and not get swept in the playoffs this next year. At least to make the playoffs again would be nice. All right, well, also other exciting things happen in the Northwest. SOS has their training school going every week over here in Tacoma at the Edison Square off South Tacoma Way. That's headed by Cooper. And Pitfall Jones also trains over there. I haven't met him yet, but I'm sure he's been around a lot, and he looks impressive. So it'd be nice to get down there. Wild Lyle's trained down there along with NGW champion Viento. And that's exciting because Viento just went to NOAA, had a NOAA tryout in California down there. He was one of the top 10 prospects in over 60 people. And so he's starting to get looked at, and I'm excited for him. He's got a lot of potential, and I'm proud that he's the NGW champion. And hopefully we can get him in some more matches here soon. All right, well, today is another great day in the Northwest. Sun shining out here. About to get out with my family and my dog and do some exercising and enjoying life. And looks like we got Sign Guy.
Coach, with
Sign
the most
guy,
coming at me from, Coach, you don't mean to brag, but you have to boast because your favorite part of tomorrow's Hanukkah festivities is challah bread French toast.
Yes, it is. Except I haven't had any yet, darn it. I know, I haven't got down to the bakery on a Friday yet, darn it.
Well, you need to get a time machine, go back and get you some challah bread so you can enjoy some challah bread French toast for sundown tomorrow when it begins Hanukkah.
Okay, well, maybe I can put a post out and somebody can help me out with that. Have you heard from Tom Van Zandt yet?
Sure, somebody's got a time machine.
Have you heard from Tom Van Zandt yet?
I have not heard from Tom. I'm not sure where he is. Hopefully he's doing okay. I know Tom's had a little bit of health issues over the last year, so hopefully he's doing okay wherever he may be.
Yeah, and then him and his brother wrestle in the Midwest there, right?
Yeah, Tom and Troy Van Zandt. Of course, Troy retired. Never will get in the ring again, ever. Just like Tom.
Yeah.
Tom in his 13th comeback. He's there at WCWO Fridays as of the last couple of months.
And then you're headed over there here soon.
Yes, I will be back there the 30th. I don't know who I'm fighting just yet, but I've heard a couple of things. Might be a very interesting night on the 30th, Coach. You might want to get a ticket and get over there.
Yes, I'm due back in Indiana, but I'm not sure if I'll make it this year. But look, we can always shoot for next year. I'd love to get back there. I like that area.
Boy, I just heard from Tom, Coach. Tom is actually very sick today.
Okay.
Had a very bad cough and barely speaking, just woke up.
Okay. Do you have the wrestling report for the U.S. here today?
Some show notes. I know Ola Lola will be in Huntington, Indiana today. I believe she's facing Rachel Adams. That's about all I got. There wasn't a whole lot going on this week.
Okay. And then who do we got tomorrow? Oh, we got Santa tomorrow from Spokane.
Yes, Santa Claus coming down the North Pole via Spokane, Washington to wrap up Yule Month. And then on Wednesday, a very special day and time as we have Sunny, the California girl. And then, of course, the 29th, another very special day and time to accommodate my schedule with WCWO. We'll have Ocho Camacho out of Texas.
Right on. Okay. And then you do have history with Tom Van Zandt. Since he can't make it, can you give the fans a little rundown of some of his bio and accolades?
It'd take all day to list his accolades, Coach, but just briefly, Tom and his brother Troy, trainees of Bobo Brazil Jr., they broke in somewhere around the year 2000. They were, for many, 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 many years, regarded as one of the top tag teams in the area. They held countless tag team titles. Tom has held several heavyweight titles. He's held, I believe, every title available to him at WCWO. He was one of the five founders of New Era Wrestling in Shelbyville, Indiana. And then, of course, when they split off and the Van Zandts went across town and started their own promotion, Tom was part of that. So he's been a booker, a promoter, a wrestler. He's done quite a bit in the state of Indiana. And when I broke my face, apparently it gave Tom nightmares.
Damn, yes, that sounds very nightmarish. And yeah, you did. You traumatized a bunch of people. Even Flash Flanagan probably still has
PTSD.
Yes, PTSD over that.
Possibly. Flash told me it was the scariest thing he'd ever seen in his life. Flash fell out of a balcony once, so I kind of dispute that with him, but that's what he says.
And even Tracy Smothers was rattled by that.
He was rattled the rest of his natural born days, yes.
Goodness. Man, we sure loved him and miss him so much, but he has such a great legacy.
Yes, he does. Part of that legacy, I believe, will be on later tonight on the CW here in Seattle as Jesse Bill competes on WOW as Jesse Jones.
Yes, man, it was nice to talk to her. I think it was last month. It was nice that CBS allowed us to have her on and got to plug and promote what she's got coming up and doing. And, man, she's had a great career. And she's definitely represented good.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure to work with her. Hopefully our paths will cross soon as well. But, Tom not feeling very well at all today. Tom had some health issues in the last year or so. So he's on occasion not feeling very well. That's the case today. But I'm sure Tom will be back. He'll probably be there at 1151 South Kentucky Avenue in Indianapolis in a couple of weeks when I make my return. Maybe I'll fight Tom because I never got that match. He had that dastardly Sean Kemp break my leg just to get out of a match with me.
Wow. And then we do get Stevie Jonek is coming back to the Northwest for about a week or so. But it's going to be during the time you're going to be in Indiana. Still hoping that we can all get together, and regardless, I'm going to try to get together anyway just to make sure I get to see her, but I'm hoping that we can get together with her, all of us.
I need somebody to pick me up at the airport, Coach. The dates match up.
I know, yes. Yeah, my time, my schedule doesn't really allow for me to do a bunch of extra stuff, my goodness, or I would be down there. You should know that. And then what else you got scheduled while you're in Indiana?
That is the only booking so far. Shows are very, very scarce for those 2 weeks, but it will be the very first time ever, and it's shocking to me, myself and Marcus Fine will cross paths. We have never been in the same building at the same time, despite having been in the same area for as long as we both have.
Wow. What a blessing. Nice. All right, well.
I'll have him sign the guest book for us.
Sweet. Well, since Tom can't make it, I guess we might have to wrap it up short today unless you got other stuff you'd like to plug or promote.
I'm just going to pretend that short wasn't a jab at Tom's longtime partner, Bobby Black. And I'll just say, don't forget to join us on Turnbuckle Tomorrow with Santa Claus. You can follow me on the gram, on the Twitter, the Book of Faces, Chicken Bob. Also on all the social media, he posted a lot of pictures last week from his time looking at the holiday lights. Also, if you want to challenge Chicken Bob to dreidel during the Hanukkah season, he is open to that.
And then you got Sign of the Times coming up.
Yes, that hopefully will be filmed later today. It's very inclement weather right here in northeast Seattle where I am, so we will see how treacherous it is to get out and get that film, but sometime, hopefully in the next 24 hours, that'll take place.
All right, cool. Okay, yeah, you guys can check me out at Coach Mike Jones, the coach of the most, Coach Mike Jones on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. Don't forget to check out the Real School Army and the NGW Green Room for hundreds of interviews from celebrities all over the world. And also our number one sponsor, A-Plus Payless Handyman Services, for all your needs. No job too big or small, 10% cheaper than any written estimate, and 15% cheaper for seniors and military. We thank you guys so much. And anything else, Sign?
I think that does it. Hopefully Tom gets well soon. And hopefully he doesn't send anyone else out to break my leg to get out of a match with me.
Exactly. And, yes, we're hoping to get a schedule going for some people we want to have on for interviews, hoping to get Sin Bodie, Short Sleeve Samson, Ronnie Angel, the Northwest Nightmare, possibly Jenny Santana, and a lot of other people we're looking to get booked on here. How do people contact you?
They can shoot me a message at all the social medias, email me at signguyswrestlingshow@hushmail.com. They can throw something at me to get my attention if they see me at a show. There's lots of ways. They can even send me a message through old Tom's Van Zandt himself if they want.
And then they can follow you on Twitter, but not literally like hiding in your closet right now.
Yeah, that'd be creepy. Stompin' Steve.
He likes it when you get followers.
Well, yeah, he likes it when people subscribe to my YouTube, but you don't want to literally follow me and be hiding in my closet or something like that.
Exactly. All right. Thank you, Sign Guy. And, yep, we hope you get well soon, Tom, and hope to hear from you in the future. And thanks a lot, everybody. Appreciate it.
That's right, everybody. You know who it is. Coach Mike Jones on the coach with the most. Coming at you hard from coast to coast. I don't wanna boast, but now I gotta roast you in my social media posts. You double dose, undiagnosed. You feeling tired, life inspired, now you're a ghost. I'll be your host, so won't you raise a toast to the coach with the most, Coach Mike Jones.